there seems to be some great consternation over whether or not I am Hetan or not. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get my scribe through this early part of this meeting. I never told you that it would be easy. I have appreciation to offer, and I'm going to make some public acknowledgement of that. Patricia, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Precious. Thank you.
May I date the tape?
Oh, you're nothing but a pain.
He's doing the best he can.
Thank you.
Maybe after today you'll understand why nerves have been so shattered and actions have been so abrupt. And no, I'm speaking. There's been an incredible amount of assault, and now it is absolutely the end sorting time. You are ready to begin the next phase. Our next part of the project will begin to materialize right away. You are being fed a bunch of bullshit. And you have ones now who control the books, making phone calls to everyone on the list of the Liberator, any possible investors. The lies going out are so incredibly ignorant that it is appalling. Everything is substantiated by documents. Now, I'll tell you right off the bat what you're being told to do. And don't get nervous. I know who went to see him. I know what you're doing. And I know that you are going to go through Jason Brent's associates. Now, I'm telling you right off the bat, there better be some thought put into this before you act on the basis of what you were fed in Carson City. This man, George Green, is telling everyone that Hatton now speaks through him and has left this place when he went to Carson City. I, Hatton, am telling you I have gone nowhere. Now, there are a lot of ones out there who didn't listen to this drivel. There are some of you who succumbed and went to see him. And he betrayed you before you were out of sight. All the way to Florida, he betrayed you. He said, I can now call you back because the carload from Tehachapi just left here and they're going down there and they're going to clean it up and close it down. He made phone calls all over. For once, George Green blew his own whistle. I watched him as he called Patricia and tried to get her to stir up something. Dorma, every time we come in here and I say, boy, this is the worst morning she's had, I want to tell you this is the worst week she's had. George Green is telling everyone that the only reason that we continue to print anything about their dwelling, because it is all a lie. There is no litigation over their dwelling. There have been over 100 motions. They have to go to court 5 times next week alone. In the middle of yesterday afternoon, they finally were able to file a bankruptcy on Oberle because the judge overruled their petition to disallow him even to sign and file, which would have meant the SWAT team at 12 midnight on Sunday. But George Green is telling everyone that is a lie. There is no litigation over their house. They only put that in there to get your sympathy and make money. Now, date the tape. I'm on a roll. I don't know why you didn't do it first.
This is Saturday, February the 6th, 1993. We're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander.
In his many phone calls, he has named almost everybody in here. Leon, this is going to hurt. Just brace yourself. I already had a meeting this morning. He is telling ones he sent these people from Arizona in to break you away. I have no comment. This is so devastating to Dorma that I think maybe we're going to have to just play the tape from this morning's meeting. I called the ones immediately involved and the ones that he is naming the most openly. It is infuriating him that we have been one step ahead of him each time. The entire scenario to pull down this group was to have taken place in conjunction with the University of Science and Philosophy. While George was in Hawaii, so that he would not be available to be picked up. But we blew it out of the water by returning the books. And now they rest with the court. And your logic would say, well, what in the world is he going to do with all those others that he refuses to even send the ones purchased down here? What will he do with them? How can they sell if he's representing some croton or crouton or upton? Well, you see, he's not. He is saying, I have direct contact now. Hapton left them. Therefore, these books are valid, but I no longer have anything to do with them, and I am now going to pull them down. Now, anybody want to argue with me? Because many of you have had phone calls from him. I would be happy to listen. But the unthinkable thing he did was to call John and Eleanor Schreffer. Money for their house has been set aside untouched. There are thousands of ounces of gold purchased. Insecurity. And what you ones don't know is the FBI has already investigated the Institute, and it's clean as a mother's breast. But if George Green can get all of you who have put any money into that Institute to withdraw it, every one of you lose almost everything you have in it. Because it will require selling the gold at a loss. If that is your friend, then you hang in there. But I'm telling you, Hatton has gone nowhere. And it is sorting day. You are either with me or against me because I come in my father's work. And I don't care if not one more journal ever goes out. I don't care if we have to stop the Liberator today. It has served its purpose. I had to reach the ones that had to be reached. And you've done it. And I am humbly grateful. But for anybody to prey upon you, ones who are simply searching, seeking, doing everything you can to find God and work with Him, this is unthinkable. And quite frankly, after the meeting this morning, Dorma lost it. This man has even named Court and Jenny as being on his team. He sent them in here. Zita, I asked that you not be invited to the meeting this morning because he said he had it arranged with you and Rick from the time you were with ASSK. And I knew that it would be too painful this morning. He's even telling ones that not only are they not losing their house, but they have refurnished it with the most expensive furniture that you can buy. I want you to keep that in mind to tell Dorma, because she thought, surely as the world, she bought those bedroom sets from the tent sale at Weatherby's. It wasn't enough to sleep on the same saggy mattress for 52 years. The mattress was 52 years old. She didn't sleep on it for 50 years. It was a good mattress. If you ever buy a mattress, get a Serta. When she began to sleep on it, it was used. And she got that expensive furniture in the living room, or, you know, in that area, in the family room, from Krause's Sofa Factory, and the other one from Costco. It's hardly Cartier or Gucci. And the money came from her children. What a slap. When you are literally surrounded by the SWAT team to get you out, and the proof is so there. He even told the ones in Florida that he was attached with, that Mr. Tips, the lawyer, has been working with him from onset. Well, Dorma looked around and said, my God, we still are being thrown out. Maybe that's true. You know, after a while, you get to the point where you don't know what's right or wrong. And here's Mike and Willie. You know, they seem to be friends. And what do they give her for Christmas? A bunch of dirty dancing sweatshirt. I love you. I love you. This keeps the reality of it, do you see? I know that you cannot comprehend what I'm saying. That the CIA, the FBI, I tell you this every week. Nobody listens. They're after Rick with the bulletin board. But that's okay because he's been in cahoots. He's only working with them to pull us down. Well, what was he doing here? Oh, well, he got sent here. I had to have this meeting this afternoon. Please understand. I would not have had visitors come, except they have to know. I mean, come off it, people. This is what we are. We are not Jay-Z Knights, Hotsy Totsy, Thoroughbred Racing Stable. And we're not a Swami anything. We are on a mission. But to use people in their weakest spots is unthinkable. Now, I don't know who has owned up to having infiltrated. I don't care. I don't even care if you never know who infiltrated. But if you think that maybe in my calling it to your attention, one or two or three items, you better be aware. And particularly you ones who have succumbed to this. Because I want to tell you something even more hurtful. He chose the ones to Florida. I even chose the ones to send against Leon. And I'm not going to finish that statement publicly. I think maybe we better just play the tape from this morning. I called the local group. I didn't want to hit people with this afternoon. Cold. But these calls are now coming into court. They're coming in all over. From all over. And you've had the new team out here resplicing your phone lines. You've had the team overworking over the bulletin board and adding papers that you documents you don't even have on it. So it's sorting time. We're ready to move into phase two. That doesn't mean we're not going to continue our meetings or anything else. We're going to continue exactly as we are. But a lot of people stand to get very badly hurt out of this. And I must confront it today. And yeah, I had a scribe again ready to resign. I don't blame her. What in the world have these two gotten out of this? Except hell. Well, it's going to get better. And it's going to get worse. So let's hear.
Yeah.
I think she needs to hear it.
This is January the 6th, Saturday morning. We're having a private business meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning. And let's have absolute total clearing of the space and let us understand that I am exactly who I say I am. I am Commander Yorgo Seri Hatton, serving in the fourth dimensional capacity of a commander of a fleet. I am head in charge of what you could call mission or transition. It is my responsibility to bring the word. It is my responsibility to make sure a remnant gets through. It is not my responsibility to save your nation, save your asses, or anything else of the sort. I've watched this unfold from day one. Now you're going to have to face what is coming down. You are dealing with top level espionage where you've been set up to pull you down. I'm going to have to say some things to you this morning that are going to be crushing to you, unless you're guilty. I'm not going to sort that out. This is a day, however, of absolute sorting. But I'll tell you this, before the end of this week, you won't have any doubts about who I am. or how important was this early part of your mission. Seemed very easy in the beginning. In the beginning, we would just discount this entity and China. Would that write a book or two? And then we'll be in there like flies on you know what. And we'll keep this thing under control. They didn't anticipate 67 volumes in less than, you know, 4 years. So along about July, it really got nervous time. Not only were we picking up readers, and God looked like he might be making a step or two, but it was unsafe to remain in this area for the ones set up to pull you down. Now, they sent somebody in here who is absolutely and totally inept, lost in his own ego. How long ago, Charles, did I meet with you and Al Overholt from Monopoly and explain this to you? Give me a time frame, somebody.
2.5 years.
Now, everybody in this room are being named. Everybody in this room. From Ed Cleary, Father, good old Father Cleary. Mike, Ken. You see, your old buddy didn't just make phone calls around here. But I'm going to have to start unfolding exactly what he has been telling people according to who asked what. And this is not hearsay just from good old Commander Hatton. The phone calls are coming with the feedback because there are ones out there who know me and trust me. And what is underway right this moment by George Green's operation is going to damage everybody. Talk about little old ladies losing their shirts. This man is a damnable trustee of the very corporation called the Phoenix Institute, wherein he still serves. He thought it up, and his was the original plan for investing against gold. Now I'm going to tell you the good part of this, that he did not realize. And that is that I have one of integrity. And I should have asked Overly, and I will ask him to bring, or Kathy to bring, whoever to bring to the meeting this afternoon, a record of the gold purchases. How many off the top of your head ounces of gold do you think you have?
You know, off the top of your head.
You get on mitochondria. I don't want that going into your lungs.
It's already there.
Well, then you tend it. I'm tired of ones playing games with me, including Baleen. You take your stuff. I don't care what your nose says. His approach is that, number one, efforts pulled out over $50,000 to invest in some harebrained, empty skin. Something out of the ridiculous Philippines. And I know that to be true because the ones that are working with that are my people. That, of course, is a throw at Father Cleary, who has, by the way, been his person since long before they ever moved to Jacksonville. Father Cleary only moved here because of me, George. And he is part of this pull down, this heinous, phony commander, ripping off all of you people, making you face the truth. There will never be a sect. You better get out while you have even pennies on the dollar. Called everyone in this community that might be considered an enemy, from Leon to Schrafer. Actually, Schrafer he just utilizes as a whipping boy, which I find more despicable than an open lie. And he had ones up there. Ask Leon. Never mind, I'll ask him at the meeting this afternoon. There was a full-blown plan to have the US&P thrust their letter, arrest these two, put them in prison for contempt of court. While George was in Hawaii, away from the action, pre-planned, pre-orchestrated, only one thing went wrong. We botched the plan, didn't we? But that's okay, because Zita and Rick have been a part of George's operation since they were at ASSK, working out a deal with George Green to bring this bunch down here, and therefore they came over here. Now, I'm telling you this is exactly verbatim what he's telling people, depending on their question. Well, what about a corporation? Not to sweat it. Court is my man. Ken. Ken is from the Church of Scientology, and you know they never, or what they appear to be when they infiltrate. Ken is my man, and I am posted on absolutely everything that goes on in tax fee through Ken. What about not sending journals down there? Do they have no right to distribute their own work? I've held up, and I have made that clear to Ken, that I will not be sending more down there for the protection of the public until this is settled. Ken understands. Ken is working with me. What about the offices? What about the Liberator? Can we not even believe what is being written in the Liberator? It seems to me that the word is coming forth. Commander Hatton is no longer in Tatchby. Commander Hatton left Tatchby. Oh, it seems a Liberator, and all the information we get reflects him. Nope. Commander Hatton has not been in Tatchby for a long time. How long? George. He left when Desiree and I did. Well, what about Commander Bryce? Commander Gratz and I are just like two peas in a pod, brothers. We're both speaking with this new entity, very careful about that. And Commander Gratz, or Colonel Gratz, my friend Bo. I'm with him all the time. And he knows what's going on, and he is working with me to stop this heinous perpetration of evil upon you. Well, what about the attorneys? Oh, Mr. Kipps is my man. He's working with me. Well, what about the constitutional law shape? That is just a front set up to siphon off money. Well, what about the poor echoes in their litigation? There is none. And Mr. Tips has information to prove there is no litigation going on. This is all fabrication to get your sympathy so that you will send your money. Well, what about the University of Science and Philosophy? There is no injunction against any books. And I can send you a letter from Mr. Tips saying there are only four that were ever in question. And he's following it up with a letter from Tips. Tips is about to have a breakdown. Money that you want things are going into projects, are going into personal projects for their family, for their own personal gain. Well, what about the farm? I thought we hear that there are some things going on at the farm. They don't even have to pay for that property, and they planted a little grain. There are no projects. You must face it, people. There are no projects. Now, the attorneys, what is Giandriana? That is a pure fabrication. There's nothing in it. I know the one that's putting it together, and there's nothing in it. Well, Dormus Knowles tells her that at least one batch has certainly had something in it. Well, was that a project? Well, yes, they're claiming it's a project. About that, the source of life. The source of life! Is under water. Over which an inane half-nut waves his crystal pendulum. I have to wait until today. Because yesterday was the final, last opportunity to stave off, push off a little bit, at least for a few days. SWAT team eviction, Sunday midnight. How could anyone be so crazy, is what Gene Dixon says. How could anyone be this absolutely absurd. There are piles and piles of documents showing every step of litigation for 5 years. Do you think Leon is going to come and check that list before he considers action with Ann there plotting? And he knows Ann is there because he called Patricia first. Called Patricia twice. Patricia, for once in her blessed life, she did the right thing. Does anyone find it interesting that Alan Fazy was getting in touch with Rick to complain about not being able to get onto the bulletin board? Rick is the one who repossessed his car. Guess what George says about things like this? Well, Rick and Fazy were in it together. They understood.
You're getting a real master at work here.
It's cool. Could you repeat that? He started his phone call last Sunday. Well, he actually started phone calls before, but he really started working on one around here last Sunday. And he really had poor John's record an absolute. My compassion for them is without bounds. Because, you see, there are several things that obviously the enemy didn't really realize. And one is that the funding is set aside 100% for John and Eleanor's dwelling. And the only reason it is not being worked on every day is because it is a mud hole. And you must have at least 24 hours of temperatures above 48 to cure it. Or you're going to have a broken down covering. Yeah. Now, John knows this. But when the great master, who had everything under control here before he left, I should have never gone, he said, because I had it all under control there. I could really keep my thumbs on those people. I mean, obviously, Patricia was his favorite person in all the world. That's why he almost hit her and fired her. Obviously, Rick is one of his favorite people. I assume that that demonstration was an absolute sham also, just to let all of you know that you were witnessing a great sham at this point. Now I ask you, how important are the journals, do you think? How important is our mission, maybe? How close might we be to bringing you wherewithal with which to blossom in this valley? But I would say this, Overly, not for this afternoon, but I want you with letter in hand with arrangements from, I will not even give initials in this room, about the loan against this house. I will talk to you about it later, but I also want to set up a meeting with that party. And at some point along here, I would like it set up with ones who will have anything to do with the Philippine operation. Con man, maybe. Promoter, maybe. But it seems to me you need a few honest con men. trying to do something for God and this medicine. Blew them out. He has not known how to recover from the one faux-paw of letting those books get out of here and to Carson City. And now to the court. He has been working with him since onset. He set it up for them. Charles, of course, served in the Navy. He was planted in that corporation meeting in Nevada. And guess what he says about poor Al?
Oh, God.
Al is so inept that he doesn't know what side he's on. I do.
Well, that's a compliment.
It's hard, people. I know this is hard. Because your insides shout out, oh, get him. What is he doing? Or he's uncovered our plan, or whatever. I just want there to be no misunderstanding that I know exactly what's going on. And I fully intend to complete my mission. My mission is not to bring down the government of the United States of America or anywhere else. And if we are shifting into some subversive looking material, which, of course, means that Ed Young was sent here by George Green to take over the Liberator so that you would have an inside operator.
Now, there are the pieces, Paul.
Well, what about Fernanda? Oh, she loves, please. Please, take food from wherever it comes. Do they look like servants of God? Do they act like servants of God? Did they quack like a duck? Does that mean they're not? No. But it usually bespeaks a little bit of confusion and intent. Well, are we supposed to be pious and never say a bad word, never make a judgment, never do this, never do that? That would be ideal, but I doubt that we're going to find those ones on this place. And Dorma says, well, golly gee whiz, you could have looked in Mr. Schuler's Crystal Cathedral, it would have been closer than me. No, it wouldn't. That man is a genuine tool of the adversary that will pull this nation down. He only played with ones like Armand Hammer, Hubert Humphrey, etc., who are now gone. They set him up long ago. But do we denounce his ones? No. He did more for his fellow man through his possibility thinking of almost anyone, because he allowed one to realize the possibilities through God and self. God's servants are not the ones on bended knee in some cathedral. God's people are out there doing what you're doing. Against all odds. And you see how desperate this move is. He is setting him up for a full-blown charge. Because regardless of what he thinks goes on, everything is absolutely impeccably documented. And he has opened him up for the great liability suit imaginable. And in trying to pull the attorney in with him, has not endeared him right or wrong in the segment, do you see? Sucker deal? If this is a sucker deal, what do you have to worry about? Where if you like Keenan may fox away forever, but if this was to make a great big bundle of money, number one, it fails. Because one of the largest amounts of money that has come out of the Institute is to pay George Green. And that's what he's trying to present happening now, a call of the note. Because, you see, the paperwork was done properly. America West Publishing, America West Distributors, owes the Institute $150,000 at least. There was an agreement when Mr. Green left here that he would continue to send funds. We assume he sent the full amount owing for back subscription. I'm not even going to check it. But he left saying, oh, I'm not leaving you one. I will be sending money to support the paper. Zero. So in working it out with EJ, I believe this may even be in writing. I'd have to do my scanning and I would expect you to find it. But this isn't working, George. And all of the money from the journals is pouring back into the publishing and distributing company, and I have no comment about that. But obviously, at the rate we're publishing, there isn't any profit. The agreement, once again verbally, is 50% of the profits once the journals have broken even. Well, I believe that you can understand how the journals would never break even. Now, that won't work. So Mr. Green said, oh, I will send 10% of all the gold saved journals every month. 1 month came with over $1,000 a day. I don't know. I don't pay any attention because I told you one. The books had a purpose and you wouldn't know what it was. And not to hang your hat against your wealth and success on publication. I meant it. We're going to find I meant everything I told you. Since then, there has been zero. That has been what? 10 months, 9 months, 8 months, something. Several months since last July. Not 10 cents. So that would be the assumption that not one book is sold, right? That can't be because Mr. Green has also said that, well, the old ones don't sell at all, hardly. We can sell maybe 500 of the new ones, which is really bad news up here. It sure is. Mm-hmm. Well, then where does Mr. Green get all of his money? How can they continue to live at such a high level? Oh, special forces, CIA.